Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Meseches Ksubis. I'm learning this with you in Golos. I'm Zocha, though, to be in my parents' home in Sheepshead Bay, and it's special to be able to learn Torah at the home where I had begun to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And my father will also, Bezos Hashem, be joining us. So let's Bezos Hashem begin. Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. Our daf is going to be discussing beautiful sugya, the famous sugya of Ger Katan, which is going, because our Mishnah begins with the halacha of a Gioras, with her status as far as Tainas Besulim that we've discussed in Perek Besulim Nises. We're going to continue the sugya of Gerus and being Matpil al Das Bezdin, when Bezdin does Tefillah, particularly in a case when there is a Katan that's going through the Gior. And that will be the subject on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss the status of a woman who became a non-besula due to some type of accident that's referred to as a Mukas Eitz, and the different shitas of the Rameir and the Chachamim in regards to Mukas Eitz. And that will really take us through today's daf. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Hagioris v'ashvi v'ashivcha sheniftu v'shenes gairu. If you have a convert, someone who is taken into captivity, a shifcha, a woman who was a Gentile, who was then taken to be a maidservant in a Jewish home, if they were niftu, if they were redeemed, as in the case of Shvui, Vishnu's Gairu, or they converted, Vishnu's Shtachru, or they were freed, Pchusas Mibas Shalashan V'yom Echad, if they're less than three Ksubasa Mesayim. So we're reviewing some of the basic rules that we have had up until now in our perek, and that is that if a woman is a Be'ula, number one, she does not get a Ksuba of 200 Sus, she only gets 100 Sus. If a woman lived a lifestyle where there isn't an assumption that she will maintain her Besulim, so then in such a case also she has a status of a Be'ula. An example of that is a Gentile, or God forbid, a woman who's taken to captivity, or a Shifcha who started off as a Gentile. So in such a case, the presumption is that they are Be'ulos and not Besulos. However, we review rule number three. And rule number three is that if they were converted, or in the case of Gioras, or they were redeemed in the case of Shvuya, or they were freed in the case of Shifcha, so then in such a case, their Ksuba is going to be 200, V'yesh l'antaynis Besulim, and then all of the halachas of Besulah Nisus Liyom Ravi applies to them as well. The Gemara now begins to discuss Gioras. Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan. This is a famous sugya, of course. Ksubis is a Shas Katan. Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan, Mapilin Oso Al Das Bezdin. And when it comes to a Ger Katan, so the conversion is done through Bezdin. So when it comes to a child who's a convert, there, the individual that brings him to Gerus, notice the Lashon of Rashi is the parents who bring him to Gerus. Normally, Rashi says, if there's a father and mother, they bring a child for the Giur. The Achronim discuss why exactly it is that you need the parents to bring the child to the Giur. There's a long arichus. There are a few interesting expressions of Rashi over here that the Achronim make a big deal about, and this is one of them. So in general, we can't explore exactly why this is so, but Rashi says in general the parents bring for Giur. However, if there is a Ger Katan that doesn't have a parent, so then in such a case, Bezdin's Das is necessary. My Kamashmala, what was Rav Huna coming to teach us? Dischusula. If the suggestion is that Rav Huna is teaching us that it's a schus for the child to be converted, Vizachan Adam Shalom Befanav, and the schus can be given to a person shalom b'fanav. The parallel over here is as follows. I'm learning with a Talmidim in Yerushalayim, in the first parak of Bava Metzia, we have the concept of zechiyah. Zechiyah means that if I find an object, I'm here in Sheepshead Bay, I really don't need this object, it's not going to, I find a, what would be appropriate, Tati, a shovel. I find a snow shovel. So in such a case, I don't need that in Beit Shemesh. So I pick it up, so I'm zochit on behalf of my father. So zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. That's a concept that we have in Bava Metzia. So maybe the same thing as well, that when it comes to the Ger Katan, the Katan doesn't have das. The Katan does not have das. And therefore, maybe you need the Bezdin to be zochet the Gerus for him. That the Gemara says, Tanina, we learned. Zachin l'adam shalal b'fanav, v'ein l'chavin l'adam shalal b'fanav. So that's already learned before. Answers the Gemara. Ma'ad seima akum be'efkera nichale. When it comes to a Gentile, then in a way, being Jewish is not advantageous. I have a Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim who says that we're stuck. He says, my silly mother and your silly mother, we're stuck with the responsibilities of a Jew. And whether Befkera Nichale or not, we're stuck as with the all mitzvos that we mekabel at Sinai. So Ma'ad the same Ma'akam Befkera Nichale, he's not stuck, he preferred that way. The Kai Malon, because we have a rule, the Evid Vadi Befkera Nichale, Kamash Malon, the Hani Mili Godol the Tom Tam Yisura. Beautiful concept in the Gemara. This we could explain on P. Musser. And that is that someone who already had the taste of Isur, then it's hard for them to give that up. Aval Katan, being an Oved Hashem, is Gishmak, it's beautiful. It's only those who already were time time Isur, so then in such a case, then it's a lot harder for them. Aval Katan Schusula, period. Lema Misayele, let us bring a proof. Hagiyaris Vashvuye Vashifcha, Shiniftu Vinishinaskar Mishakru Pchusan Vashalmi Yomechad. We discussed in our Mishnah that if you have a Gioras, she's considered a Basula if she was converted before the age of 3, because if she was a Gaya, so then we're Choshish that she lost her Basula. My love, that Belin al Das Bezdin, this is a proof to Ravuna that there is a concept of Gior al Das Bezdin. Says the Gemara Loi, Hachmai Skin bin Er Giger, Shinaskai Rubanov, Ubinosav Imo, Dinichaluhu b'mai da'avid avuhan. Maybe Bezdin does not have the ability to be zoche gerus on behalf of a child. However, over here we're talking about a child that parents are being megayer them. So there, that's not a schus shalom b'fanav. It seems what the Gemara is saying is that's an objective schus. That's an objective schus for the child because it's not a healthy environment if the parents are going to be Jewish and the child's not. And then in such a case, the previous svara presumably would apply. And that is that if the child's not Toim Tam Yisur, why not be Jewish? It's a much better life choice than being a Gentile. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, though, adds a famous klal, which we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Of course, that makes for some dramatic phenomenon in Geirus, and that is Higdilu Yechol Limchos. And that is the children have the ability to protest after they turn a boy 13 or 12, because it was based on the concept of some type of schus. Let us go through these Rashis, because these Rashis are so important, and there is so much to say. Unfortunately, we in our share, we don't do the Tosis. There is a very important Tosis as well, as Matbilin also. Let's take a look at Rashi HaKadosh. It says, Rashi, Me'in lo av ve'im, hevi'u l'iskayar. There's no father and mother. There's no father and mother to be, bring him to. Excuse me. Rashi says as follows, Me'in lo av, if there is no father, v'imo haviyasa l'izgayr, and his mother, the child's mother, brings for gyur. So I said to you that there's a big discussion in the Achronim, in the Shita Mikubetzis and others, what does it mean? Why does Rashi say, and the mother brought them for gyur? Sounds like if the father was there, so then in such a case, then the Gemara's svara later on, that the family is converting, and the father is bringing, so then in such a case, of course the child wouldn't want to do a conversion. But if the mother is doing it, then you have this idea of Matpilin also al Das Bezdin. So this is a very interesting Rashi. There's a lot to say. I think in our Sefer we wrote a little bit on this. Rashi says, Matpilin de'en lecha ger belo milo utvila. The concept here, Matpilin, is necessary because Tvila is necessary. Some make a silly diuk from Rashi and they say Rashi makes no mention of Kabbalas al Mitzvahs, so therefore Kabbalas al Mitzvahs is not Ma'ake, so you could convert every person in Israel who wants to convert, even just to be Jewish, without Kabbalas al Mitzvahs. So that's not a good diuk in Rashi. Al Das Bezdin, Shloshi with Tvilah, so Kedin Kol Tvilas Ger, Shetzrichim Shalosh, Vehein Nasin Lo Av. So here Rashi uses another expression that Achronim make a big deal of it, and that is that the Bezmi comes like a father. Varehu ger al yudayin, and then Rashi says something else that's striking. Umago b'yayin kosher. And if he touches yayin, then in such a case, the yayin is still going to be kosher. So the Achronim point out that for some reason Rashi gave us the example of the child touching the yayin, that the yayin is kosher, but it seems on some level the geirus is not entirely complete. This the Shita Mekubetzes has arichus about. Because at the end of the day, if you remember, we said that the child later on could be moche. So some make a big deal. Why did Rashi say? Some say no, that Rashi wants to make an example that there it's entirely full geiris, that even magoba yayin is kosher. Mal the same akum efker nichle v'chovulov ena. Adam nasa shliach l'adam l'chava. So here from Rashi, we see that zechiyah is mitam shlichus. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. L'chava s'shalom v'fan, klom ishlom idaita, v'katan la bardeyahu. Okay, those are the important Rashis. The Gemara continues. Esei, Abaye. Abaye asks the following question. Hagioris v'shvuyi v'shifcha, sheniftu v'shiniskari v'shinishtachru, p'chusis mibno shalasham v'yomecha, k'subasa m'sayim. We learn in our Mishnah that we presume that the person, the woman in this case, is a besula. And if we say that when they're older, they're able to revoke their geirus, so Abaye's question is on this side. So yeah, that when they're older, they're able to revoke their geirus. So then what's going to happen? Asks Abaye. They're going to give them the ksuba, and then they're going to go and eat from the ksuba after they revoke their right, their desire to be Jewish. Answers the Gemara, Lechi Gagla. So Gemara says our only case is when they've already become Gdola, they've been Jewish, and then they'll get the Ksuba. But you're right, when they're Ktana, they would not. Answers the Gemara, Lechi Gagla, Nan Mechaya, Venafka. When they become older, so then they could also protest and go out. Here the Gemara gives us an important cloud. Kivan Sheikdil answers the Gemara, Shah Achas Velo Michta. The opportunity for the child to say, when if they were a Ger Katan, that they no longer want to be Jewish is only for one moment. Shuvein Yichol Limchos, and they're no longer able to be Moche. This is an important rule as well. In Hilchos Geris and Hilchos Ger Katan, this even applies nowadays. When I was in Tarvadas, they told a story from many years ago that there were two boys who were Ger Katan twins, and they became Bar Mitzvah. They were away from home. This is the old days when boys, like my father, maybe, well, that boys used to actually leave when they were quite young to go to high school. These boys even left around their Bar Mitzvah time, and the Rav in Tarvadas called them in and informed them that they were a Ger Katan, and he gave them a choice. And one boy decided to stay Jewish, and the other boy decided to return to a Gentile already at the age of 13 or 14. I don't know if it was immediately at their Bar Mitzvah or a little bit after. Masiv Rava, Elu Nairu Sheyesh Lahen Knas. We learned in the beginning of the third parak in Ksubas that there is a Nairu who has a Knas, Habalam Amzeres, Val Nasin, Val Kusis, Val Gioris, Val Shuya, Val Shivcha, Sheniftu, Sheniskairu, Sheniskairu, Pchusim, Val Shalashan, and Yom Echad, Yesh Lahen Knas. We are going to discuss Be'ezer Hashem in a few weeks all of those cases. For our purposes, we're going to focus on the Gioris. We say that a Gioris who went through the conversion less than three, like in our Mishnah, they're entitled to a Knas, because a Naira that is raped, so then that is only a Naira Besula. How do we know if she's a Besula? So if she converted before the age of three, we still know she's a Besula. So says the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Eil Naira, she gets a Kas. Analyze the Gemara. If we're going to say that when she gets older, she's able to revoke her status and become a non-Jew again. Yavina la knas to azavachla b'giyusa. You're giving her a knas that she's going to eat as a Gentile. Says Gemara l'chi gadla. We're talking about a case where she was older. L'chi gadla nan machayiv nafka. Same question we asked earlier. But she'll become, let's say, a divorcee, and then she'll get her ksuba, and then revoke her Jewishness. So the Gemara answers the same thing as well. Kivan she'gdil shal achas v'lo michta shuv eni yichol limchos. Period. Abaye lo yomer k'Rava. Abaye disagreed with Rava. What the Gemara means is the following. Rashi explains that Abaye asked a question from Knas. Rava asked a question from Knas, and Abaye asked a question from our Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know, why did Abaye ask the question from Elu Nairis? Again, why did Abaye ask from our Mishnah, and Rava asked the question from Elu Nairis? Abaye lo amar k'Rava, the Gemara says, Abaye did not ask from the case of Knas, but asked from our Mishnah. Hasam Knas ahaynu taimadir, in the case of Knas, the reason why you get a Knas lo yechot niskar. We don't want a rapist to be rewarded, the fact that she's now maybe not a full status Jew. However, even if she's not a full status, at the end of the day, she once was, and we want to make the rapist pay. Rava lo amar k'Abaye, Rava did not ask from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah, we assumed, that the moment in which she would became a Gioris at age 3, then she's entitled to her Ksuba, even though he's not concerned about Rav Yosef's rule of Igdili Chol Limos. That was the question that Abai asked. Why didn't Rava ask that question? Ksuba Hainu Taima Shlotei Kal Bein Avlo Tziya. Ksuba also, even if she's not Jewish, at the end of the day, we want to make the husband pay. There's a terrible misconception out there that Chas V'Chalila, the rabbinic Judaism is against, favors men as opposed to women. The truth is the exact opposite, and that is most of rabbinic Judaism is there to protect the woman. In this case, it's to protect the woman from a rapist, and in the other case, it's to protect the woman to be thrown out from her husband. If the people, the feminists, would say that the Torah seems to be biased towards men, that I hear. But they don't say that. They don't have a problem with the Old Testament. That they don't have a problem with. They don't have a problem with the Torah. Their attack is against the rabbis. And if you look through the history of rabbinic Judaism, many more takanas are made on behalf of the woman than it is on behalf of the men. And this is another example. Let's begin the next Mishnah, 5 lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph Amrav. Hagodol Shebal Aktan V'Katan Shebal Agdol. If there was a case in which there was a man who had relations with a Ktana, or a Katan who had relations with a Gadol, Mukas Eitz, Ksubasa Misayim, in all cases, then in such a case, the woman is still considered a Basula, Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omer Mukas Eitz Ksubasa Man. Chacham disagree with a Mukas Eitz. What is a Mukas Eitz? Rashi says, 5 lines into Rashi, Shiniskala Eitz Ba'osa Makom, that there was a piece of wood that removed her Basulim. Continues the teaching of Rameir and the Chacham. Besula almana grusha v'chalutza minas nesuin ksubasan money. If a woman who is a besula, her husband died before they did have bia, or she was a grusha and a chalutza from the nesuin, both cases the ksuba is 100. Ve'elan tainis besulin continues the Mishnah on the top of Yud Aleph on the base. Hagioris v'ashvuya v'ashivcha sheniftu v'shiniskar v'shishtachu yiseros abana shalishon v'yom echad. In contrast to what we learned on the top of Yud Aleph on the top of Yud Aleph on the base, we learned that all of these women, like a Gioris, or a captive, or a Shifcha, that they were removed from the status where it's presumed that they became a Ba'ula after they were 3. So then in such a case, the Ksuba is 100, and there's no Tainus Besulim. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Now the Gemara goes through a technical discussion of the Amorayim about the case of Mukas Eitz. Katan Abala Gdola Asam Mukas Eitz. If you have a Katan that has relations with a Gdola, she becomes a Mukas Eitz. In other words, according to the opinion of Rav, then in such a case, it would be subject to Machlokas Reb Meir and the Rabbana. According to the Rabbana, Mukas Eitz gets 100. According to Reb Meir, it gets 200. Kamrisa Kameh de Shmuel. Shmuel disagreed, and this is how we paskin. Amar Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar. That's not considered a Mukas Eitz. And then the question becomes of whether the Katan has the ability to turn the woman into a Besula. Some learn this halacha independently. Katan Abal Agdola, Rav Amar Asa Mukas Eitz, Ushmuel Amar Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar. So we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether a Katan will turn a woman into a Mukas Eitz. Rashi tells us in the beginning of our sugya, 2 lines from the top, that when it comes to a katan, the opinion that says Asa Mukas Eitz says the following, Nihi de'en bia so bia. Halachically, the bia of a katan is not considered halachic bia, but does it turn it into a Mukas Eitz? So that we have a machlokas. Rav says that it does, and Shmuel says that it doesn't. Must Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia asked the following question. Yes, Akasha on Rav, who said that she becomes a Mukas Eitz. Gadol Shabala Ketan V'Katan Abala Gdol Mukas Eitz Ksubasa Masayim Divrei Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, the Ksuba is 200. However, the Chacham Omer Mukas Eitz Ksubasa Mana. The Chacham said it's 100. The fact that the Rabbanan disagree only in Mukas Eitz seems to indicate that the Rabbanan, who's of course the most important Shita, separates the concept of Katan Abala Hagdola from the concept of Mukas Eitz. It's in Mukas Eitz that it's considered Ksubasa Mana. However, when it comes to Katan Abal Akdola, that's a separate category. And there, the Chachamim don't seem to put it into the category of Mukas Eitz Ksubasa Mana. Amar Rava says, you're right, you have to reread. Hachi Kamar. Gadol Ba'Ktana V'lo Kum. a gadol that comes onto a ketana, so then in such a case it's not considered anything, according to the Rabbanan, and therefore it's considered still a ksuba of 200. The pachas mikan, because less than the age of 3, nasan etzba ba'ayin dami, that's considered as if someone put a finger into an eye, that it doesn't really hurt the eye if it puts it into the white of the eye. The katana ba'aktana, and you have to continue on reading, but if it's katana ba'aktana, sumu kaseitz. Umukas eitz gufa plutza de Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan. So you read the Mishnah in the exact opposite way that Rav Oshia had thought to read it. And that is that we're equating mukas eitz with katana ba'aktana, and that becomes a shaila of Mukas Eitz. And Mukas Eitz, Machlokas Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, but Katana Ba'agdola is exactly like Mukas Eitz as Rav had suggested. We pass like Shmuel, but that we're explaining and defending Rav. Amar Rabbi Marcham, Machlokas Kishihikiba. The only Machlokas that we're discussing is if it was known that she was a Mukas Eitz when she went into the marriage. The Rabbi Meir Medabla Labogas, Rabbi Meir says we consider it Bogaris, Rabbanan Medabla Bula. But if he gets married and turns out she's not a basula, so then in such a case, all bets are off. Rashi explains that it's a mekach toos. For a mayor, Amai medamilo lebogeres, nedamilo lebuula. Says the Gemara, why did a mayor say it's like a bogeres? And therefore, she's entitled to, and therefore she's like a regular woman and gets 200. We should consider her like a bu'ula. Answers the Gemara, bu'ula is aveba ma'isa b'dei adam. A bu'ula had done a ma'isa. Halo is aveba ma'isa b'dei adam. There was no ma'isa that was done to her. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagree. Adam adam lul bu'ula dami bogris. Why do they equate to bu'ula not bogris? Bogris lo sabba ma'isa klap. Ha is aveba ma'isa. Here, Mukas Eitz is a ma'isa to remove her besulim, and therefore she doesn't get the ksuba. V'lo hikirba, d'riakal v'lo klum. But if it's not known, so in such a case, it's a mekachtos. Mosiv Rav Nachman asks on Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Excuse me, Rami Bar Chama. He omeris mukas eitz ani. So he's asking on Rami Bar Chama, who had just taught us that lo hikirba is lo klum. If she says, I'm a mukas eitz, v'u omer lo kiel drusas ishat. This is going to be a later Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis, we believer. So what emerges? According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, we believe her to say that she's a mukas eitz. Says Rashi, we have a beautiful proof. Let's take a look at Rashi. Who am I lokiel drishas ishat? Hanose seisha becheskas besula. V'lo matzav besulim. He omeris mukas eitz ani. Shmami no isla ksuba. From this case, it seems that she gets a ksuba. O mana amasayim, either 1 or 200, if she's a mukas eitz. Di lesla, because if she doesn't, maine menes, the kama Rabbi Gamliel. What way do Rabbi Gamliel say that she's going to be nemenes? Ela amar Rava. So therefore, Rava entirely rejects the shita of Rami Bar Chama, who says that mukas eitz is a mekachtos. Bein hikir ba velo, bein lo hikir ba the remeir masayim. The rabbanon hikir ba mane. Lo hikir bavelo klum. Maybe Rabbi Meir says that she's going to get a ksuba if it's not known. But according to Rabbanan, she would not. But even Rava changed his mind. Hadabei Rava the sign ketsa says shemra. What's the case? This is a Mishnah later on. Memvav lebezden. What is otzal shemra? Somebody comes to bezden. Husband comes to bezden. V'amar ploni lo matzasi bitcha besulim. And he says to her father, she was not a besulim. Im yeshem, she's in the tachto v'yeshel ksuba saman. Im yeshem, she's in the tachto baskilahi. What do you mean she gets a ksuba of 100? If she was mizan tachto, she's a baskila. Hachi kamer. And this is what the Mishnah means. Im yeshem, she's in the tachto baskila. If there are eidim that witnessed that she was mizan, then it's skila. Zinsa meikara. But if she was mizan before the marriage, yeshlo ksuba mana. Okay, that's just a Mishnah. And we have the following addition. Vamar b'chia barav and amar b'sheches zaisa meres. Konsa b'cheskes besulim nimtzu b'ula yeshlo ksuba mone. We see that she gets a ksuba of 100. Umasa Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had asked on this. Hanosi es isha v'lo matzo besulim. He omeres m'shir estaninis nasti. We're going to have a Mishnah later on. That if she says she was raped when she was already at Rusav, and istachva sadeh, you lose out. V'u amar lo ke'el achlo rastich v'yimekhi mekachtos. V'les lo klau. We see that if he claims that it was when she was already in Arusa, then it's a Mekach Tos. So how could we learn before that on the Sugya Memvav that she be entitled to a Ksuba of 100? V'amrlu Rabbi Chiya Barav and Efshar V'avna V'chol G'dol Adar V'yasri K'yomel Avsheshis La Shmeitza V'kashlu V'shani. They would discuss this with her sheshes, and they said, "My mekachtos na mimimasayim." It doesn't mean a full mekachtos, but rather, what does it mean? It means that avomane isla. It only means that she gets 100. Va'at amrit lesla klal. You're going to say she doesn't get anything at all? No, it means a 100. Va'amar Rava, and Rava himself said, "Mani kamosiv shayper kamosiv." The one who asked the question is asking a strong question. Mekach tos legamri mashma. It sounds like it's a mekach tos. Aye, velakasha ha. Aye, what about our question that we had above? That it seems that Rav Sheshes have proved from the Braisa that the Ksuba is 100 and not nothing. Answers the Gemara. Tritzvei ma'achi, you could answer as follows. Im yeshem shizin satachtov, if there are eidim b'skila, zinsamei karvelo kum. However, nimtzas mukas eitz yesh la ksuba mone. But if it's a mukas eitz, so then the ksuba is 100. So when did it say 100? When we have rishayish inferences from the brisa, that inference was talking about a mukas eitz. Vaha rava, but didn't we learn that rava above hu da'amar the rabban lo hikar bavlo klum? So this has been one long proof. From five lines into the wide, that Rava had said, Lo hikar bava lo klum, that Rava was chozer. Because Rava said over here, that if it's nimtza mukaseitz, it's 100. El shmamina, hada be Rava meahi. We see from here that Rava was chozer, and that Rava himself is of the opinion that if it turns out she's a mukaseitz, that the halachi is that she's entitled to a ksuba of 100. So ultimately, the Gemara's maskana is that a mukas eitz is not considered a mekachtos. However, if it turns out that she was a beula, then it would be a different halacha, as we had said above, and not to mistake in those mishnayos that we had said earlier that are saying that there would ksuba would be 100. But in such a case, then it would be a mekachtos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Aleph on the base, Daf Yud Aleph, all of Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Ksubis.